This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's gun stock, this is something that's been developed, and I mean, they have the different models. One of them is designed to make whatever rifle you have out of the 250 brands, 1,500 models. If you have that one, well, they have a gun stock to fit you that's going to make it ergonomically superior. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Tonight, I've never had one of these before, and it has to do with the fact he was sick, and I wish Godspeed to David Kodrio getting feeling better. He's feeling sort of poorly. But I have an exclusive. This has not been published anywhere else. It will be published on Amaland tomorrow. And this was me and him discussing something. And what I like about him is that David gets out there. So coming from the desk of David Kodrio, heard for the first time, this hasn't been read, it hasn't been put out there anywhere. Right here, we have this little ditty. Now, I've talked about David French of National Review Online. He said, gun violence restraining orders make us all safer while empowering the individual and protecting liberty. And this was in an article he wrote called A Gun Control Measure Conservatives Should Consider. And this was despite his admission later on that I don't pretend that a GVRO is a solution to mass killings. There is no solution. Still, French insists, making the case that a piece of paper issued by a court actually offers protection against an obsessed sociopath with a whole bunch of murder on his mind. The GVRO is consistent with and recognizes both the inherent right of self-defense and the inherent right of due process. It is not collective punishment. It is precisely targeted. Well, yeah, that's great, but this is why they call these things individual rights. And to paraphrase Bill Clinton, it depends upon what the meaning of the term due process is. Without the equivalent civil liberties protection of a jury trial with guilt established beyond a reasonable doubt, it is the suspension of a fundamental right, not only without a conviction, but without a charge. And as for GVRO effectiveness, anecdotal as well as limited study evidence suggests that that answer isn't clear. As a matter of fact, I know the answer to it. I'll tell you the answer in a minute, though. Now, what's wrong with separating a hothead from their gun? Wouldn't that at least tilt the odds in favor of increased safety for victims? Here we have the new thing. Here we have supposed conservatives that are now claiming gun control works and keep determined criminals from obtaining, it's going to keep them from obtaining firearms. I would love to know what that's based upon. I guess maybe your average weekend in Chirac. But let's give Mr. French the benefit of the doubt. Let's assume all of his due process assurances about clear, convincing, admissible evidence that the respondent is a significant danger to himself or others has been satisfied, and that real evidence, you know, sworn statements, screenshots of social media posts, copies of journal entries, minimizes the chance of bad faith claims. So the anger management challenge brute has been issued his orders and told to behave himself. However, He is still free to move among us. He's still free and clear to move among us and go where he will and do what he wants. Besides the gun violence, which he's been restrained from perpetrating. So we're either serious about this or we are not. That is, gun violence restraining orders are not a serious method. You know, if all of these things are satisfied, if you have the clear, convincing, admissible evidence, then the restrained party is the danger. So how is it responsible to allow a known danger access to the rest of us until such a time as it can be established that he is no longer a threat? Why wouldn't you take such a threat and separate that from a peaceable society after being afforded real due process with all appropriate protections, of course, and taking things out of the realm of gun bans and into the realms of civil liberties can't hurt? Now, David has been saying that anyone who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian. And he's been using that because it's actually true. And when you recall that the three greatest mass murders in the U.S. history were reportedly initiated with utility knives, fuel, oil, and fertilizer, and gasoline, and a match, and how many homicides are committed with blunt or sharp objects, or even with hands and feet, why would you want to get a prohibited person capable of using any of those the freedom to move at will among the rest of us? Now, if proven violent persons are still truly dangerous, Robert J. Kukla made a brilliant observation in his 1973 classic Gun Control, equating their release from prison with opening the cage of a man-eating tiger and expecting a different result. So right now, we as gun owners, we're being besieged on all sides with a coordinated fury that is new. Haven't seen it before. Now is not the time for those defending the right to keep and bear arms to be ceding any ground, particularly since we know it will be relentlessly occupied and then used to launch the next incursion toward the goal of total citizen disarmament, with some expressing interest in going in further than that. Yet, despite that, we see Republicans offering concessions with the blessings of the NRA on fixed NICS and the proposed bump stock ban, as if the issue is not enough regulation already. Those were all the signals that Trump needed to move forward on both, although we're going to see how that goes. Then we see A-rated turncoats like John Kasich setting the stage for a renewed semi-auto ban, asking like an idiot what we'd really lose. I see Trump floating all these things about age to buy guns and saying that the ban AR-15's door hasn't been closed. But I don't expect to actually see that happen. With Trump, you never know what he's going to say. But it's no surprise to see National Review Online offering a SOP as if that will satisfy those who've made it clear they want it all. National Review founder William F. Buckley didn't really get the shall not be infringed thing either on either prior restraints are on militia suitable arms. And I'm sorry, but David French is not a conservative voice that I want representing your interests if the extent of his judgment is to throw the circling pack of Democrat jackals a scrap of flesh. And that goes double for you, Ben Shapiro. So pay attention to who's saying what. Most of these guys don't know what they're talking about. they don't know where they're coming from. They don't know what they're saying. A gun violence restraining order. When you look at this, if you got somebody that's dangerous and you go out there and you change his life and you take away one of his rights and he hasn't done anything yet, what do you think he's going to do if he's left out there in the wild? I mean, is there a moral high ground to the method in which you're killed? If that's how you, is stabbing better than being shot? Dead is dead. And getting out there and going after gun violence is a feel good motion. And that's all it is. It's kabuki theater. It's not even good stuff at all. There's nothing there. But pay attention to the pundits that are out there writing. I see all of these guys out there talking this stuff. Stay true. Stay true to the course. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit. Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The gun stock is between you and a rifle. It is the interface. It is what tells you, and it tells you everything you need to know about the gun. And if it is not ergonomically matched to you, well, it's not going to be very much fun to use that weapon in any way. And Boyd's Gun Stocks takes that out of the equation and makes it ergonomically correct for you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. How many of us, and I got to confess, I'm trying to reach and I'm having trouble. I know if I look it up, I could find some. But how many remember any big, besides the Texas tower shooting in the 60s, any school shooting that occurred within CONUS, the continental U.S., before 1990? See, that was the year that Senator Joe and All You Need Is a Double-Barreled Shotgun Biden proposed the Gun-Free School Zone Act, which was then subsequently passed and signed into law by our good friend and professing Republican George H.W. Bush. And this signaled the ominous commencement of the Gun-Free Zone movement and the simultaneous beginning of school shootings in the United States. This legislation makes it a federal offense for even a police officer in a school to shoot at a terrorist who's in the process of murdering innocent children if that officer is off duty. Sort of, you know, I mean, do these guys read what they're voting on? So ever since, we've been regularly concentrating large numbers of children in an enclosed space where no one present is allowed to use deadly force to protect them unless they're on the clock. And even then, a lot of school resource officers are unarmed per school policy imposed by contemptible administrators who are very worried about keeping their job more so than they will ever be about doing them. The results of all of this, for anybody bothering to look at it, should have been very predictable. Do you think you'll ever see a Brinks armored vehicle with a sign on the side saying, "This is a gun-free truck"? The sad fact is right now, it's almost like we value our cash infinitely more than our children. Because whatever is really important to us, we protect with guns. Now, America's leftists are fully vested for the past five decades in pushing a failed social engineering experiment that has required the wholesale abandonment of Judeo-Christian ethics and the insistence on no consequences for bad behavior. And this has nurtured the evolution of the maladjusted monster by twisting and warping long acceptable social norms. And the disastrous predictable result is monsters here, monsters there, monsters everywhere. And the only viable solution is guns in good hands, protecting our children, schools, homes, as well as our cash. And yet, just beneath the surface of the elitist, progressive, verbalized offers to engage in exploratory dialogue with supporters of our Second Amendment, you see this depraved, deep-seated, pathological hatred for us, of us, and all gun owners. And that dates all the way back to 1917. Their real and only goal is the complete elimination of private ownership of guns in America, and it always has been. Any negotiation which they participate in is a very much an elaborate hoax, a cynical deception designed to camouflage true intentions. And you should never doubt that. One of their provisional wings, the quaint Resist 45 group, taking their cue from ISIS, is now openly exhorting its people to murder NRA members. To their credit, they are at least straightforward about their intentions. None of us are safe from these neo-Bolsheviks. So are we in a new October Revolution or just a continuation of the old one? Charles E. Wilson said no one should suffer from the great delusion that any form of communism or socialism, which promotes the dictatorship of the few instead of the initiative of the millions, can produce a happy or prosperous society. Now, as we are going forward in this, and I've had many conversations. I've had conversations about these kids, and I've talked with a lot of people that you probably heard before. You probably hear on other places. And I'm at my core, I disagree with all of them. I think what we're going to see is there's going to be a massive boomerang effect. Right now, they're having too much fun saying they want to ban this and ban that, and everybody claps, you know, yay. And our proponents that are getting out there, well, yeah, they're a little clumsy. I mean, who put Marco Rubio out there? Who stuck him out there? Dana Lash, she did okay. They're not going to get any of this stuff, though. They're not. For all the stuff that you're hearing right now coming out of Trump, 90% of that isn't going to happen unless one thing happens. And that's going to be national reciprocity. Now, these fix the NICS system, that's going to be about making sure everybody reports to the NICS, which is why it's there. And they're going to try, I don't know how they're going to figure out the mental illness aspect of it. Maybe they'll just tell the states they have to report mental illnesses. And then they're going to have to decide which line is this. And then, because it's an illness, right, then they're going to have to figure out the pathway back once you are identified as having a mental illness. Where do we decide that you are okay enough at that point? But there is going to be no ban. There is going to be no ban. One way or the other. The children right now that are out there, I feel for them because they're scared. And they're manifesting their fear in the form of anger and screaming and all this other stuff, and that's fine. They're being made pawns in the political power game by a bunch of gun grabbers. Gun grabbing is simply a means to an end, which is to take us all the way progressive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the AR-500, I just got a message on my board that just popped up. AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Let me see this what this was here. Da-da-da-da-da. The deputy that was the resource officer at the Parkland School never entered the school when he heard the shots fired. He is no longer employed with the Sheriff's Department. Okay. That's a new thing. So there was an armed deputy there, and he didn't go in. I don't know how new of a revelation that is. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's gun stocks are, what you see for sale there is a result of a whole bunch of R&D trying to figure out which is going to work for this type person, that type person. And that's why they have so many different models. And they would love to make one for you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, what if I were to tell you that there is a way to have a drastic, drastic reduction in mass shootings? Now, as fun as it is to ridicule the FBI for devoting the massive resources to chasing down Hillary Clinton's Oppo research while blowing off repeated specific warnings about Nicholas Cruz, you got to remember, we put a lot on the agency's plate. We're hauling in nearly 2 million manifestly unvetted third world immigrants every year, leading to a slew of FBI watch lists with a million names apiece. 2015, Director James Comey said that there were ISIS investigations in all 50 states, even Idaho and Alaska, and that's just one terrorist organization. Maybe the FBI brass would still be a bunch of incompetent PC nincompoops if we weren't dumping millions of psychotic and terrorist foreigners in the country. But even the most efficient organization would have trouble keeping track of the Nicholas Cruises when our immigration policies require approximately one-third of the country to be constantly watching another third of the country. Now, thanks to our Second Amendment, the United States has fewer mass shootings per capita than many other developed countries, including Norway, France, Switzerland, Finland, Belgium, and the Czech Republic. And 98% of our mass shootings occur in gun-free zones. But imagine if we could cut our mass shootings in half. Now, there have been about 34 mass shootings since 2000. 47%, 16 of them, were committed by first and second generation immigrants. The people who never would have been here but for Teddy Kennedy's 1965 Immigration Act. And the immigrant mass shootings have been some of the most spectacular ones, such as Fort Hood in San Bernardino, to the deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history at Virginia Tech in 2007, at the Pulse nightclub in 2016, were committed by first and second generation immigrants, people who were in this country because Teddy was pouting in his room and refused to come out until he got his own legacy. And I'm not looking at the Las Vegas shooting because right now law enforcement has released nothing but lies about it, so that shooting remains unclassifiable. I'm not talking about family dispute shootings, targeted assassinations of police officers, and shootings on Indian reservations. But here's a list of some of the immigrant mass shootings defined as a shooting in the same general time and location, not during the commission of another crime that leaves at least four people dead. So no gangland shootings, no man kills family than self, and no drug deals gone bad. And on account of the rule of journalism that permits the word immigrant to be used only in sentence with the word valedictorian, you may not have heard of some of these mass shootings at all. Number one, Omar Mateen, son of Afghan immigrants, killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. 2016 June. First and second generation Pakistani immigrants Saeed Rizwan Farooq and Tashfeen Malik opened fire at a community center Christmas party in San Bernardino, California. 2015 December, killing 14 people. English immigrant Christopher Harper Mercer killed 9 people at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. Kuwaiti immigrant Mohammed Youssef Abdullah Aziz shot and killed 5 people in attacks in 2 military installations in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Second-generation Malaysian immigrant Elliot Rogers killed 6 people on May 24, 2014, around the campus of the University of California, Santa Barbara. Second-generation immigrant John Zawahri opened fire at his Southern California home and later at the campus of the Santa Monica College on June 7, 2013, killing 5 in all. New York Times never mentioned that he was a child of Lebanese immigrants. They didn't even mention his Arab father used to beat up his mother, despite their usually heightened interest in stories about men being mean to women. Number 7, Cuban immigrant Pedro Alberto Vargas fatally shot 6 people in his apartment complex in Hialeah, Florida, July 2013. Probable Barbadian immigrant Aaron Alexis shot and killed 12 people inside the Washington Navy Yard on September 2013. South Korean immigrant Won L. Go opened fire at Oikos University in Oakland, California, killing 7 people, April 2012. Mexican immigrant shot up Edward Sencion shot up an IHOP in Carson City, Nevada, on September 6, 2011, killing 4 people, 3 National Guardsmen and a 67-year-old woman. Second-generation immigrant Nidal Malik Hassan, son of Palestinian immigrants, killed 13 people at Fort Hood. Vietnamese immigrant Jeverly Wong shot up the Binghamton, New York American Civic Association on April 3, 2009, killing 13. Bosnian immigrant Suljiman Talovic fatally shot 5 people at the Trolley Square Mall in Salt Lake City. Sung Wee Cho, a South Korean immigrant, slaughtered 32 people at Virginia Tech on April 16, 2007. Hmong immigrant Chai Sao Vang killed 600 in northern Wisconsin, November 21st, 2004. And Mexican immigrant Salvador Tapia shot up the Windy City Core Supply Warehouse in Chicago in 2003, killing 6 of his former co-workers. That is 16 of the 38 shootings. Now, if you missed your favorite immigrant mass shooting, please note that excluded here is Jamaican immigrant Colin Ferguson, the Long Island Railroad shooter, Nigerian immigrant Peter Odigzawa, the Appalachian School of Law shooting, Haitian illegal immigrant Kessler Dufresne, the Miami shooting, and Nigerian immigrant Henry Williams, Obotetukudo, And he shot at the Bronx Lebanon Hospital in 2017. And we're only counting mass shootings since 2000 that left at least four people dead. So fourth and second generation immigrants have committed more than 40% of all mass shootings since 2000. And I know that we've been admitting third world immigrants at a breakneck pace. But I don't think immigrants make up nearly half the population yet. Then once you exclude the immigrant mass shooters, a clearer pattern emerges. The typical American perpetrator is a young man with paranoid schizophrenia, or as we're now euphemistically calling it, autism, probably exacerbated by pot, a deadly combo platter. So, an immigration moratorium and widespread deportations would not only cut mass shootings in half, but they would also free up the FBI's time to focus on these delusional young men with a terrifying stare who hear voices that no one else hears, like young Nicholas Cruz. Yeah. But you've never looked at it in that particular fashion. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. It sounds like my voice is getting rough. That's because my voice is getting rough, but we will keep going. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's gun stocks are designed... Nowadays, one of the only things that they can save money on is the stock. And some gun companies are doing that. And one of the things... There's certain rifles that, you know... just don't look. I mean, the stock is just so anemic. Boyd's can fix that for you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Coming from Powerline, John Hinderaker. Citing earlier writings of Charles C.W. Cook, focuses sharply on the desire of the left to end the Second Amendment. And he's about as succinct as anybody is. He says, talk is cheap. Let them actually act. And then it goes on to show why such is nearly impossible. Neither American law nor the American people would tolerate this kind of a thing. And I know that both Hinderaker and Cook are right about that. But still, you know, as in good medicine, might not a trial be allowed to test the hypothesis? A test case. One that in a small way, avoiding many of the larger problems outlined in the two articles, allows us, politicians, media voices, most importantly, the American people, to see how much cure there is in the gun-grabbing idea and what issues expected and otherwise might need to be balanced against any demonstrated efficacy. So I'll play your stupid game here, gun grabbers. So I put forth a modest proposal. The guns already illegal, many of which are even now doing observable harm, be grabbed legally under present law or such small modifications which might pass at least local muster. Let the police remove, no, better than that, charge them with removing all the illegal guns in the city of Chicago, starting now. Today, or as soon as the needed organization and momentum for it can be built. If just one child's life can be saved, it would be worth it. So we're often told when it comes to the nationwide gun grab. And, well, certainly such will prove to be the case in Chicago. It'll likely be far more than one each and every weekend, and many more over some holidays. Now, we are not suggesting that all guns be grabbed, because that's unconstitutional. Just the ones currently possessed illegally under laws that they've already seen at least local testing in the courts. Let the authorities request that all illegal guns be turned in. Then, as would be needed if the experiment should proceed to a larger field, like the entire nation or a given test state, the police would take whatever action is legal to gather any that might remain. Now, the beauty of this particular test case is that its efficacy would quickly be apparent to all observing, and it would make great headlines, too. Seventh weekend in a row without a single shooting in Chicago. I could deal with that. What politician wouldn't like to run to taking claim for that? Now, there might be some problems, right? You know, maybe a few illegal gun owners might not be willing to comply. Perhaps searches would be necessary, legal ones, of course, authorized by courts based on evidence that an illegal gun is owned. And what is that in comparison with what would be needed to grab all of the guns nationwide? And where are we more likely to see the will to get guns off the street than in perpetually violent left-leaning Chicago? Now, if it worked, if all those unlawful weapons are no longer possessed by the wrongdoers, if the streets have in truth been made safe, then our leaders can bring that fact to the American people and let us, having seen the good, decide. The argument could be well made about how safe we'd be. Our children in school, for instance, if only the local police are alerted to a home where an illegal gun is reasonably believed to be harbored. Or, failing that, if the FBI were alerted to a possible danger. So-and-so has a gun and plans to do harm. With the FBI alerted, certainly we would feel and actually be safe, right? Or local school and community authorities could be made aware, and local social services now involved could assure us that so-and-so has been interviewed and is assuredly of no danger to himself or others. So, when we, the people, the true rulers of our land, could decide about the relative safety afforded each and all of these methods. And having decided based on tested fact, we could either keep our Constitution as written or legally modify it. Yeah. I like it. Now, one thing coming out of this right now, the left wants to disarm the gun clingers, right? And in the meantime, they are ignoring Chicago. There, two 14-year-olds from Chicago's back of the yard's neighborhood were shot this past week. From February 1st to February 17th, 20 Chicagoans, mostly black, were killed. 65 others were shot and wounded. You're not going to see the dead's faces and names 24/7 on CNN or MSNBC, the same mainstream media that covers the school shootings involving mostly white suburban students with pictures and bios for days after the carnage get gunned down. You know, they give the gun down black views. Some call it in the crossfire of gang violence a few seconds or so on a local or national news roundup. The leftist media is perpetually at war against the Bible and the gun bitter clingers. And while that's going on, the slaughter of blacks and Hispanics in Democrat-run cities, where their guns are easily bought and stolen and traded and sold neighbor to neighbor, they don't serve their interests. Nothing illustrates the left's own agenda-driven implicit bias more than choosing to ignore minorities killing each other in cities with strict gun control measures, while the mostly white victims in Columbine High, Virginia Tech, Roseburg Community College, Sandy Hook Elementary, and now Marjory Stoneman Douglas High receive daily exhaustive coverage. And each suburban school shooting with a majority white population, anti-Second Amendment zealots, are then out in force within minutes, blaming guns for murders. Notice we never lock a gun up. If the gun is to blame, why aren't some guns incarcerated right now today? No parole. For young black Americans today, guns don't kill, the system does. For young white Americans today, guns kill, not the psychotically disturbed individuals who use them. So, true to form, Barack Obama, without mention of the shooter, blamed the gun. He said, caring for our kids is our first job, and until we can honestly say that we're doing enough to keep them safe from harm, including long overdue common sense gun safety laws that most Americans want, then we have to change. Now, he made no such statement this past weekend when four people were killed, including two teens, and 17 were wounded in shootings around the Chicago area. He also ignored 9 Chicagoans killed and 19 wounded during the first 2 weekends of February. So he and his left-wing cronies screaming for gun control after white children are murdered in school shootings are the same ones who create the social justice policies that have black youths shooting other black youths by the thousands in inner-city war zones. So their by any means necessary strategy means that dead white children plastered all over TV for days are much more effective than dead black kids when it comes to disarming law-abiding Americans. We should be trying to stop all of that. Trying to stop all of that. These kids are not our stepping stones. And, you know, well, they are if you're a leftist. These kids from Parkland that are calling themselves survivors, you know, each and every day, I'm surprised that you did survive, to be honest with you, because with all the reams of forewarning we had about this kid, he still got in. Your administrators knew he was coming, and they let him in anyway. He still got in. We'll see where it goes. It's going to be a fight, but it's okay. It's daily occurrences in the Second Amendment. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.